Welcome to Diabetes Focus, saving lives through diabetes information, education, and support. A groundbreaking step forward, sealed by Dr. Paula Diab. This episode is brought to you by Replace Diabetic in the interest of education, awareness, and support. For those keeping an eye on blood sugar levels, Replace Diabetic is your tasty, low GI meal replacement, endorsed by Diabetes South Africa and the GI Foundation. Visit replace.co.za for more information. Dr. Paula Diab unpacks the medical breakthrough of SEALD, teplizumab MZWV, which can delay the onset of type 1 diabetes. This article forms a part of a series that will run throughout the year to address various new breakthroughs in diabetes management. These will focus mainly on medications that are becoming available, different ways of using old medications, new formulations, and new drugs in the pipeline. The purpose is to provide hope as well as meaningful, authentic information. As new medications are often subject to national guidelines as well as scrutinous legislation, I will be conservative in estimates as to when and how drugs may become available. I will also give an indication of cost, but an in-depth analysis of the financial implications is beyond the scope of this article. Please speak to your personal doctor for any further information. In the evolving landscape of diabetes care, the spotlight now shines on teplizumab MZWV, a first-class disease-modifying therapy that, for the first time, offers at-risk individuals more time before type 1 diabetes, or T1D, manifests fully. For listeners who have followed our series on innovations like insulin I codec, inhaled insulins, and the new oral GLP-1s, teplizumab MZWV represents something truly different. It is not about treating diabetes after diagnosis, but about delaying or preventing it. Rethinking type 1 diabetes from sudden onset to staged disease. For years, type 1 diabetes was thought to arrive suddenly. One day you were fine, the next you were in hospital with high blood glucose or diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA. But science has taught us otherwise. Type 1 diabetes develops gradually through an autoimmune process that attacks the insulin-producing beta cells of the pancreas. This recognition led to the development of a staging system for type 1 diabetes, like how other chronic diseases are classified. Understanding these stages is essential to appreciating why teplizumab MZWV matters. Stage 1. Silent autoimmunity. At this point, the immune system has already begun its attack. People have two or more islet autoantibodies, blood markers of autoimmunity, but blood glucose remains normal. There are no symptoms. Stage 2. Dysglycemia, pre-symptomatic diabetes. Autoantibodies are still present, but now blood glucose starts showing abnormalities on tests, even if no symptoms are felt. The risk of developing full diabetes is very high, up to 75% within 5 years. This is the critical window of opportunity for intervention. Stage 3. Clinical type 1 diabetes. This is the classic diagnosis. Persistently high blood glucose, symptoms like thirst, weight loss, and fatigue, and the need for lifelong insulin therapy. For decades, the healthcare system has only recognized and treated stage 3. With the advent of therapies like teplizumab MZWV, we can now intervene earlier and change the trajectory of the disease. What is teplizumab MZWV? It's a humanized monoclonal antibody that targets CD3 receptors on T cells, a type of immune cell. By modulating the immune system, it reduces the attack on insulin-producing beta cells, preserving their function for longer. It is given as an intravenous infusion once daily for 14 consecutive days, and is approved for adults and children aged 8 years and older who are in stage 2 of T1D. Why does this treatment matter? Before teplizumab MZWV, there was no way to alter the course of type 1 diabetes. Families could test for risk, but they couldn't do anything about it. Teplizumab MZWV breaks this barrier. In the landmark TN10 clinical trial, only 43% of those treated with teplizumab MZWV progressed to stage 3 T1D, compared with 72% in the placebo group. Even more striking, the time to diagnosis nearly doubled. Median, 48 months with teplizumab MZWV versus 24 months with placebo. Extended follow-up, 59.6 months versus 27.1 months, a difference of almost 3 years. For patients and families, this gift of time is profound. It means years of living without insulin injections, fewer risks of acute complications, and more space to prepare emotionally, financially, and practically for a future diagnosis. How does it work? Teplizumab MZWV targets T lymphocytes by binding the CD3 receptor, dampening their destructive activity against beta cells, the pancreatic cells that produce insulin, and promoting immune tolerance so the body is less likely to destroy its own insulin-producing cells. It doesn't cure diabetes, but it buys time, slowing down the immune attack at a crucial stage. Administration and monitoring. Teplizumab MZWV is delivered as a 30-minute IV infusion once daily for 14 days. Doses are based on body surface area. Because immune therapies can have side effects, patients are pre-medicated with medicines to reduce these adverse effects. They also need to have regular blood tests before and during treatment. Side effects and safety considerations. Common adverse events include rash, headache, and a transient drop in white blood cell counts. Other side effects are related to the immune reaction, higher risk of infection, and liver damage. Most of these side effects can be well managed or prevented with careful monitoring. Cost and access. This is currently the greatest problem with the drug, as a 2-week course is just less than $200,000. Various access programs are being developed to allow patients greater affordability. The other problem for people in South Africa is that although the drug is FDA approved since 2022 in the United States of America and various other countries such as the United Kingdom, Canada, and Middle East, it's not currently available in South Africa. No trials are underway in South Africa and no regulatory applications are in place at the time of going online. What you should know. Teplizumab MZWV is not a cure, but it's historic. It marks a new era in diabetes management, that of prevention. It doesn't reverse T1D, but delays its progression, perhaps for years. Screening is available in some countries for family members to identify those people who may be able to benefit from the medication. Monitoring and follow-up are key components to the success of the drug and the ability to make it more accessible and viable for bigger populations. A new chapter in type 1 diabetes care. Teplizumab MZWV marks a revolutionary shift in T1D management. It brings the first chance to modify the disease course rather than just reacting to its onset. It starts to answer the age-old question that every parent with a child diagnosed with type 1 diabetes asks. When will there be a cure? Although the drug is not available in South Africa and prospects remain slim, it's important to recognize this development as a step in the right direction and to see the hope on the horizon. For those who do have access to the drug, it offers time, meaningful time, to learn, to prepare, and to live without the insulin-dependent disease for longer. And for those who don't yet have access, it remains a glimmer of hope that times, they are a-changin'.